USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Texas and warned about the dangers of illegal immigration. During a discussion in San Antonio, he said people aren't safe.
Nobody has any idea how bad this is, and this has been going on for many years.
He said the first person he spoke to told him,
"We find dead people from Guatemala, Honduras, from El Salvador, from Mexico, all over."
He explained a border wall would save lives. The Trump administration's appealing a San Francisco judge's ruling that blocks the policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico to await their court hearings. The administration says the ruling is unfair because it hinders efforts to secure the southern border. Stocks closed higher, the Dow adding 7 points, the S&P 500 up by 10, and the Nasdaq posted a 55-point gain. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Efforts are underway to find any people who may be trapped in the rubble after a huge gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. Firemen and police were already on the scene evacuating people when the explosion happened not far from Duke University. A contractor had severed a 2-inch gas line while working outside of a coffee shop. Fire Chief Bob Zoldos.
I don't know how many people they evacuated and got them out of the hazard zone prior to the explosion, but obviously they put their lives on the line to do it, and I'm sure there's people they saved because of it.
5 buildings were damaged, 1 person was killed, and 17 hurt, some of them critically. Ford is recalling nearly 327,000 F-Series pickup trucks in North America. This is a second recall to fix problems with an engine block heater cable. In December, Ford recalled 874,000 trucks because of contaminants possibly getting into the cables and causing corrosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was a bad day at work, up at 36,000 feet in the air. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
An American Airlines flight attendant keeping her job despite having spilled drinks all over the CEO of the airline. Maddie Peters and the rest of the crew were warned last week that CEO Doug Parker was going to be joining them on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas. The 28-year-old Peters says she was offering beverages in first class, but someone in the aisle bumped into her and it sent her tray flying, spilling drinks all over the CEO. Parker laughed it off and reassured the flight attendant that she would not be fired. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time, humans have actually seen a black hole.
We have seen what we thought was unseeable.
Harvard University's Shepard Dolman speaks of a new picture showing a flaming ring of light swirling around a dark black hole. It's a region of space-time with such strong gravity that it pulls anything near it inside. Astrophysicist France Cordova heads the National Science Foundation, which hosted the big reveal to the media.
We've never actually seen the event horizon, that point of no return after which nothing, not even light, can escape a black hole.
The huge black hole is located in the constellation Virgo and is 6.5 billion times the mass of our sun. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.